E-bike age limits, a closing day center, and an East County fruit fly alert lead the day. San Diego's Wednesday brings three stories with immediate household implications. A first reading e-bike ordinance clearing the city council, the confirmed closure of a 35-year-old homeless day center, and a sweeping new agricultural quarantine triggered by a single insect discovered in Spring Valley. Councilmember Raul Campillo championed the e-bike measure, which sets a minimum riding age of 12 for Class 1 and Class 2 pedal assist bikes and restricts passengers to bikes specifically designed for multiple riders. Violations carry a $25 fine, though riders can have the penalty waived by completing an approved safety course. The ordinance still requires a second reading scheduled for June 30th. And enforcement will not begin until after a mandatory 30-day public outreach campaign and a subsequent 60-day warning period, meaning no fines will issue before late August at the earliest. The county data behind the legislation is stark. San Diego recorded 865 e-bike-related emergency department visits and 186 hospitalizations in 2024 alone. The extended rollout timeline signals the council is treating the ordinance primarily as an education effort. Far less room for gradual adjustment exists in the Spring Valley quarantine. The California Department of Food and Agriculture declared the new 76-square-mile Mexican fruit fly quarantine zone effective June 22nd after a single mated female fly was confirmed in unincorporated Spring Valley. Residents within the zone, bounded roughly by El Cajon to the north, Proctor Valley to the south, Lemon Grove to the west, and McGinty Mountain to the east, are prohibited under state law from moving homegrown produce off their property. The state pest hotline is 1-800-491-1899.